You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
An encouraging word, now heard twice a day, weekdays at 11:30 a.m. and its new time at 11:30 p.m. Get your daily dose of the verse-by-verse instruction from the Word of God with Pastor Daryl Nelson of Calvary Chapel of the Palm Beaches in Green Acres, Florida. Whether you need that shot of inspiration at midday or a word of comfort to end your day, it's an encouraging word with Pastor Daryl Nelson, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. and 11:30 p.m. on WCNO, the Good News Station.
GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a complete woodwork, home improvement, and repair service. Specializing in custom kitchen and bathroom remodeling, crown molding, custom built-in cabinets, closets, doors, furniture, and offices. GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, where craftsmanship and customer service come together, is available at ghscww.com or at 772-260-8670.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to Next Gen Ministries with Travis and Patrice Morgan. We will also like to thank our sponsor, Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., located in Boca Raton, Florida, for supporting this ministry. If you would like to write into us, request prayer, or financially support this ministry, we can be reached at P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Again, that's P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429, or at phone number 561-705-7830. Now, stay tuned for today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, everybody in South Florida. It's a privilege to be on again. This is our second broadcast out of 13 weeks. We're on day two, and we're going strong. I want to thank all the listeners that tuned in last week to our broadcast, and the ones that called in and encouraged us and asked for prayer, wanted to know where we worship and things like that. Again, I want to encourage you to call. The number is 561-705-7830. Obviously, now we're on the air now, so leave a message and we'll give you a call back. But I pray that God will bless everyone listening to this broadcast.
Yes.
My name again is Travis Morgan.
And
my
Patrice
wife.
Patrice Morgan.
Yes, yeah, so we're here. We love God. Again, we're in it for Jesus Christ. Our motive, again, if you want to find it, is in Isaiah 61. When you have time, open up your Bibles, read it, eat it, love it, enjoy it. That's what we're about. We're about setting the captives free through the power and the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And we're here today just to, like my husband said, to proclaim the good news.
Yes.
And his soon coming.
And his soon coming.
Yes.
He is coming soon.
Yes.
You know, people say, well, my grandma said it. My mom said it. I always say that. You know, it's true. You know, I even said it when I first came to God. You know, I was inquiring. I was like, he didn't come yet. But listen, you know, if it's in God's will for us to die today, there we go. Yeah. He came.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says it's appointed once for man to die, then judgment.
Amen.
So we might not see the whole rapture, or we might not see the great tribulation. But when we go, that's when judgment starts for us.
Yes.
So that's why we're persuading you to get into the kingdom.
Yes.
We're persuading you to make your mind up. And really decide to serve Jesus Christ as your Lord. Not just our Lord, but your Lord and Savior also.
Yes.
And he says, why call me Lord and don't do what I say? So for us to call him Lord and to show us love, we must follow his commandments. They're good commandments.
Yes.
Because there's safety within his commandments and boundaries.
Amen.
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 Well, today we want to talk about a serious subject. You know, we do this with fear and trembling, because we take this seriously. We're not just here to sound good on the radio, and you know, we want to actually be effective. And we're gonna tell you, we're gonna bring you only where we know to bring you. We're never gonna tell you to tell you something that we haven't ourselves gone through.
Right.
You know, life is a process. Serving the Lord is a process. You know, so We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about forgiveness today.
Right.
Forgiveness. It's a tough subject, and it's a a deep subject.
Yes.
But I believe that it's a subject that we need to touch on so that we'll be free.
Right.
You know, it's not always about the person that offended us, the person that hurt us. More so it's about us, you know, because whenever someone offends us and we don't forgive, we're the ones that are carrying the burden.
Right.
We're the ones that are carrying the hurts.
Right.
So we want to do that. But before I do that, I want to read a scripture to you guys that has been in my heart for the whole week. And it's a great scripture. We find it in James chapter 5. And it says this: is any among you afflicted? He should pray. Is anyone glad at heart? He should sing praises to God. Is anyone among you sick? He should call in the church elders, the spiritual guides, and they should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the Lord's name. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
Yes.
Remember that. Verse 16 says, confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, and a constitution like ours. And he prayed earnestly for it not to rain, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. We find that in 1 Kings 17:1. And 18 says, and then he prayed again, and the heaven supplied rain, and the land produced its fruit as usual. Prayer is powerful.
Yes, it is.
But prayer also involves forgiveness, because we cannot stand and pray to God when we hold forgiveness for our brethren or for our neighbors.
Right.
So we want to encourage you today to forgive, let go, and let God.
And to think about it, we all have hurts. We all go through things. But it's when the difference is when we're faced with the opportunity to let it go or to hold on to bitterness, is what will we do with it? Will we hold on and just keep on going, or will we let it go? There's Amen. So many people in their graves that went to their grave holding on to bitterness and hurts.
Right.
And they didn't have to, you know. I'm in the medical field, and we see a lot of things going on in people's bodies, and they're having these ailments. And if they really tell the story, it's because, you know, it's just so much bitterness and hurt. And it brings about other illnesses like high blood pressure and heart disease. And, you know, some of them just don't want to let it go. It became a crutch. It's easy to hold on to it. It became a crutch.
Jesus.
And it justifies them. They feel like it's justifying. So forgiving people is not justifying what they did to you or saying that what was done to you was right. But it's just to say that I choose to be free.
I choose to be free. Amen. That is so true. You know, people say that cancer is the number one killer.
Mm-hmm.
And we also hear sometimes high blood pressure, it fluctuates up and down.
Silent,
you know,
killer.
Different things are considered the highest killer in our nation. But I believe that sin is the highest killer in our nation. I believe that offenses is the highest killer in our nation, because so many people, because of lack of knowledge, choose to hold on to things that are already paid for. Forgiveness of sins has already been paid for.
Yes.
It costs to forgive. It really does. You know, it costs. It's not free. It's a sacrifice whenever you decide to forgive someone. But you know what? We see the highest payment through Jesus Christ himself. He remitted our sins.
Right.
Sins are an offense to God. The word says that our sins separate us from God. It's hostile to him, because God is so holy. God is so sovereign that our sins are hostile to him.
Right.
And God decided to take that away from us. He said, you know what? I'm going to pay the ransom for sin.
Yes.
I'm going to pay it because I want you close to me. I want communion with you. And he chose to die for us while we are yet sinners, while we are yet offending him.
Right.
You know, not thinking about him, not even wanting to be forgiven.
Right.
He said, I'm going to die for you and forgive. And that was a great example that we have today on forgiveness.
Right. And how much more that we should forgive people like that.
Right.
And we're talking from a point of view because, you know, we've been to, we've taught classes and shelters and we hear a lot of pain.
Yes.
And one of the things that would like, as soon as we started talking about forgiveness, you feel the wall that you don't know what I went through.
Right.
You know, and I would always tell them my testimony. Well, I went through it and I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but I remember when, no, I grew up with my dad. My mom wasn't present for whatever, you know, reason, excuse me. And for a long time, I held that against her. And because I held it against her, it showed in my attitude as a child. As a teenager, I became rebellious, you know. I had to show her. So I didn't have a relationship with my mother, you know. And that's a whole, you know, long story. But I became very rebellious and I started acting out. And it took me through my teenage life. And, you know, at 20, you know, at 18, I left home. You know, I didn't just leave home, but I went far away from home.
Right.
And I decided that I was going to live on my own. And because I had a root of rebellion in me. And Jesus found me at the age of 20. And I remember that I wanted so bad to please him. This was the first time I felt like love.
Right.
Like just overwhelming love. And I remember I went to a church service and there was an evangelist that came by and he said some of you are feeling that your prayers are going up, hitting the ceiling and falling right back on your head. And when he said that, I looked at him like, how did he know that? You know, I was amazed that he even knew that. And he said that, but let me tell you, the reason why you feel that way is because you have a root of bitterness so deep in you.
Wow.
That you're not letting go. And God is saying that today he'll give you the strength to overcome. I was the first one to that altar.
Yes.
Because I knew that was me. As soon as he said it, I knew exactly what he was talking about. And I was holding offenses against my mother and my father because I felt like they didn't do it right. And I was the victim. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it came to the point where I was like, you know what, Patrice, you got to let it go. You have to let it go. And I chose in that one moment a scripture that helped me and two scriptures that really helped me. But I want to read one. It's Matthew 11:24. It says,
yes.
Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive.
Yes.
If ye have aught against any.
I was just about to read that. Amen.
That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses.
Yes.
But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And you see, what we do as people, we see the 24 and the 25. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. And we're like, hallelujah. We want to ask for all of these things.
Right.
But we don't go on. We don't go on to the rest of it, the 25 and the 26. We have ought. We have to come and say, you know what? I need
Amen.
To let this go.
Yes.
I need to let this go. And I came to that point where I had to, it was the hardest thing for me. And I'm going to tell you, I had to do it because I wanted to please my Jesus. I wanted to see him. Another scripture that helped me was Matthew 6:14-15. It's chapter 6:14-15. And it starts off saying, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And it goes on to say, I'm sorry about that.
No, find
Spare
it.
With me.
The word of God is the best counsel that we have.
But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
That's plain.
And I did a lot of things in my life.
Yes.
And I needed a lot of forgiveness.
Yes.
And when I read this, I was like, I got to get it together.
Yes.
And you know, it was hard, but I started praying for my mom like I've never prayed for her before. I'm like, God bless her. I started praying for my dad and others that I felt hurt me. I just couldn't let them go. The people that hurt me so bad. And my thing was, you know what I went through? And that was my story. And I held it. I started praying for them. And at first, when I would pray for them, I would literally have to do it through grit, like a grit teeth.
Right.
But the more I did it, I started feeling the overwhelming love of God building up in me. And I remember one time I was praying for my mom, and even now I'm talking about it, I'm still feeling the Holy Ghost. I was like, God, I pray that you would bless her. I pray that you would just love her more than she's ever received love in her life. And the phone rang. I mean, my mom barely talked. She didn't even know when I left home. When I left my dad's house, we barely talked. And she called me just to say hello. And before she hung up, I said, Mommy, I love you. And she just went quiet. She's never heard that from me before. And I said, did you hear me? She says, yeah, baby. Now, if you see me and my mom today, you would never believe. My husband could tell you. She calls me baby. I'm her baby.
Yes.
And I'm the eldest one. But I'm her sweetie. And she hugs me. And she's there for me when I need
Amen.
Her. But we've come a mighty long way. Because I chose to forgive.
Yes.
I chose to forgive.
First.
I chose it.
Yep.
Because I needed forgiveness for all my sins.
Yes.
And we forget the things that we do.
Amen.
It's true.
It's true.
True.
That is so good. You know, that's real. As you were speaking, I was thinking about it. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Right.
Her obedience, your obedience to the word of God made you free.
Right.
You could have sacrificed 10,000 bulls and, you know, like back in the day,
Turtle dove,
peace offerings.
Exactly.
But nothing beats obedience to the word of God.
Yes.
Nothing beats it.
Yes.
And you might be saying, listening right now and saying, but you don't know what they did to me. I understand. You know, I understand that offenses will come. You know, and we might not understand what they did to you, but God does.
Right.
And God's word is universal for every level of offense, not just for, you know, a lower level. We understand that some of you might have been molested,
right,
raped by your parents, even so.
Right.
God understands that.
Right.
God knew these things would happen before he wrote that scripture about forgiving.
Right.
You know, and think about it. Think about all the evil that we have done to him.
I just started to say that.
You know, think about it.
Yeah.
In Isaiah 53, it says that he was despised by men.
Yes.
A man of sorrow. Acquainted with grief.
Yeah.
This is Jesus Christ on earth when he came to redeem mankind.
Right.
The same mankind that he was going to redeem treated him horrible.
Right.
His own creation didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
That's the greatest rejection that you could ever imagine.
And he knew that when he came.
When he came. The Bible says before the foundations of the world, the Lamb was slain.
Yes.
For those who are thinking, why, if God knew that these offenses were going to happen to him, why did he still make the world?
Right.
Because God knew that he was going to die for us.
Right.
And give us remission of sins.
Right.
Remit the offense. That means to cancel out. Cancel the debt. Cancel the charge of offense. And he knew this. In Luke 17,
mm-hmm.
It says this. Verse 1 going down says, then he said to his disciples, Christ speaking, it is impossible that no offenses should come.
Hmm.
But woe to him through whom they do come.
Right.
It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. God cares about you.
Yes.
He wants you to allow him to take vengeance.
Yes.
On your enemies.
Yes.
He wants you. He says, it's so serious. Tell your enemies that it's better that a millstone be hanging around their neck than for them to offend you.
Yes.
You have to go behind your father, behind your dad, and say, Daddy, you take care of it, but I forgive them. I'm not looking for revenge. To take revenge.
Right.
You take revenge.
Right.
Then he says to his disciples in verse 3, he said, take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. Let him know. And if he repents, forgive him. God doesn't want us to be all quiet and, oh, he hurt me, and hold it in. He wants you to confront the issue in love.
Yes.
Remember, in love.
Yes.
Rebuke means to correct or criticize someone's wrongdoing or wrong action. So you come to your brother and you say, you know what? What you did to me was wrong, right, and I'm hurt,
right,
but I forgive you.
Right.
And it says, if he listens to you, forgive him. Forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you should forgive him.
Right.
Because it's not really for the offender. That's God's responsibility. But it's for yourself to be free. And look what the apostle said to him in verse 5. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. People out there listening today, this morning, listen very carefully. It takes faith to forgive. Not feelings. Not emotion.
Right.
Faith.
Right.
When you choose to forgive, you are most likely going to feel this hurt still. You're most likely going to feel the same way within a minute or two or even a day. But you say, you know what, Lord, I choose to forgive by faith. And I know that my feelings and my emotions are going to catch up to the inward man that believes in your word.
And they sure do. One of my favorite scriptures is, you know, you said it so good. What did we do to Christ? You know, when people says, well, you don't know what they did to me. And I used to use that. I used to use that too. You know, you don't know what happened to me.
Right.
Well, what did you do to Christ? The scripture says, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He knew what we would do,
yes,
but he still chose to go to the cross. And we don't understand that holding on to unforgiveness is keeping sin in our life, because we can't be forgiven. And if we keep sin, you know, we have sin in our life, we're giving the enemy grounds to come in and mess with us
and do stuff
and
right.
mess with us, and then right. we wonder why we're feeling the way and things are happening. You know, who are you not letting go? What for unforgiveness are you holding on to?
Right.
And you know, we oh God, why is this happening to me? You know, and God checks us, and he stirs us, and he convicts us on, okay, our brethren and how we're treating people,
right.
And we try to pretend and we justify. Oh, you don't know what, and I don't appreciate what they did, and you know,
right.
But think about it.
Yes.
What did you do to him?
Right.
You know, and you said something about vengeance. God is the God of vengeance, is right, because in Deuteronomy 32:35, it says, he said, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense.
Yes.
Let him deal it. Let him deal with it. You know, God is the righteous judge, not us. We can't take things onto ourselves.
We cannot.
It's a dangerous place, and we're saying it from a place where I know.
That's all we have for today's program. I really wish we had more time to speak on forgiveness. Forgiveness is such a touchy subject, but forgiveness is necessary. Forgiveness is the key to peace in our souls, to peace in our minds, peace in our relationships. We must first learn to forgive, because our Father first forgave us. You know, I want to thank all the listeners today for tuning in. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your tenacity and your hunger for the Word of God. Right now, I want to pray for all of us that are listening. And as I pray, I want you to also pray. And when you're done listening to this program, call someone. Call a family member, a friend, whoever God puts on your heart. Call them. Tell them how much God loves them, how much you love them. And if you need to forgive anyone, release your forgiveness to them today. Let's start now to this process of victory in Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. We thank you for your forgiveness of sins, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, Lord, that endures forever. Lord God, you first chose us. You first chose to love us. You chose to forgive us, Lord God. And now we want to follow your example and choose to forgive those who have offended us, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the faith to forgive. We thank you for the peace that comes with forgiveness, Lord Jesus. And we receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, we love you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're so excited about forgiveness. We're so excited about grace. We're so excited about love and hope, all in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you. Amen. Again, we want to thank our sponsor, Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., who have been serving our seniors for over 25 years with their home health needs. Direct Nursing is a 24/7, part-time, full-time RN, LPN nursing care certified home health aid service. All right, Direct Nursing Care Services are a team of home health professionals committed to providing you home health services wherever you reside, including the home, hospital, or nursing home. They can help with medication management, bath visits, cleaning services, transportation to your doctor's appointments, shopping, and also they assist in billing insurance services. So it's a great company. We love Direct Nursing Care Services. They could be reached at 561-394-0776. Again, that's 561-394-0776. We are excited about our sponsor and our sponsors because we, although they want to come on the radio and help us to push the gospel, we also choose them. You know, we love companies that are for the gospel. Every company that we work with, we know them personally and we know their characteristics and their integrity. So Direct Nursing Care Services is a company that definitely agrees and loves the gospel of Jesus Christ. So again, they can be reached at 561-394-0776. Also, if you would like to write in to us, to this program, or support our program financially so that we could go beyond the 13 weeks, go beyond just half an hour on Saturday morning, and maybe even go on 7 days a week for an hour a day, and really get into this, really get into preaching the good news on the airwaves. You can support us by writing in or sending in your donations to P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida 33429. Again, that's P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida 33429, or give us a call at 561-705-7830. You can make your checks payable to Travis Morgan, and in the memo put Radio Ministry, and we will have that. And all of the funds go 100% goes towards the radio ministry. Okay, we want to push the radio ministry. The Bible says that the enemy of our soul, he's the prince of the air. So we now, being kings and priests of our Lord Jesus Christ, want to take back the airwaves, take back the air, and preach the gospel to as many souls as possible. So we want you guys to help us out on this endeavor of preaching the gospel and bringing the truth to the nations. Again, our address is P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida 33429, or 561-705-7830. We definitely want to hear from you. If anyone wants to come to visit our church, to worship with us, we are a worshiping church. Again, give us a call at 561-705-7830, and we will invite you, give you the address, the directions to come out and worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. Be blessed. We're going to continue this message on forgiveness next week. So tune in again next week, Saturday at 10 a.m., and we will be preaching and teaching on forgiveness. Thank you again, and we love you. God bless. We have a special announcement. We would love all our listeners to call in 561-705-7830 and leave a brief testimony about forgiveness. Have you ever forgiven someone and it was hard and difficult, but you obeyed the word of God and did it and seen great results? Well, call in 561-705-7830 and we will choose and air a couple of your testimonies next Saturday at 10 a.m.